Welcome to The Good Stuff. I'm Virginie Boone with Carissa Cruz, President CEO of the Sonoma County Wine Growers. We're here to talk about what makes Sonoma County such a special place to grow, make, and enjoy wine here in a new year, 2025.
Love it.
That's it. Love it.
Love it.
New year.
That sounded like a little bit like Kermit the Frog, love it. Like kind of could have been a ribbit, but it was a love it.
Huh. Okay.
We'll just let that sit with everyone.
I mean, who doesn't love Kermit? We've talked about Snoopy before. Why not open it up?
Yeah. So happy into 2025. Yeah. Happy January.
Yeah. Tough month.
Yeah. It's tough to transition back into the flow. I think, especially right before the holidays, it was so nice to be like, let's just regroup in the new year. In the new year. And now it's like,
we're in the new year. Those emails are coming back in.
Start booking all those meetings and phone calls. So, but all good. I mean, it's funny, we actually have Dollars and Cents, our annual meeting, coming up this Thursday, the 16th. And so I've been working on our presentation for that. And I went and pulled, interestingly, you might find this interesting. I went and pulled the very first Dollars and Cents presentation I did. So it would have been in January of 2013.
Wow.
Okay. I hadn't been promoted yet. It was my first time presenting to the grower community. So I remember being super nervous. But I went and found our 2014 like marketing strategies.
And that's kind of cool.
It was kind of cool.
Like 10 plus years ago.
Yeah. So, and we had just launched, I mean, time goes so fast. We had just launched with Tourism and Vintners, like the brand mark, the Sonoma County brand mark that is now still Vintners and our logo. We were really talking about, our goal was to increase awareness of the Sonoma County region.
Well.
So check that.
Yeah, I think that has happened.
And our partnerships were all local. It was Trio and the AVAs.
Yeah.
And our focus was really on like trade advertising and local advertising here in Sonoma County. So it was just so interesting because now thinking what our current goals are now around growing the entire wine category, playing a role in that.
So important.
Thinking we all have a responsibility in that, really ensuring and talking about being the wine region of choice. So like no longer awareness, but now selection for wine and agriculture and tourism. And then around continuing to grow these national partnerships we have with sports teams and sommeliers and on-premise groups like Landry's. And so it was just kind of this fascinating transition of like all the stuff we've done and how much we've really evolved our thinking about what we need to do or what works in the last 12 years.
Well, you should feel good about that.
I do feel good. I mean, I think it's, I think I would have been a little sad if in 10 years we hadn't changed what our goals were, meaning we hadn't moved the needle on anything. So I feel really good about that. It was just interesting because we move so fast forward all the time that you don't actually get a chance to reflect often on sort of progress.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think it's going to be a good presentation. It was a fun look back, but.
Well, I hope it gives you energy to, you know, propel yourself even farther, right? I mean, you see how much can be done in a 10-year period when you weren't necessarily like leading the organization and then. So what else is possible?
Yeah, no, so I think it's so fun to think about, you know, what is possible. And I think we need more energy, more innovation, more creativity as you read the headlines about the wine, you know, community and what our marketplace looks like. So more positivity.
Less fear.
I mean, I think you just keep going. And I think for us, the biggest, I don't say aha, but I think the biggest way we've been successful is truly through collaborations and partnerships. Because then you can, it kind of looking back, I was realizing when we were presenting marketing plans back again in 13, all the events we were doing, like we were creating from scratch. Like you'd go into a town, a city, Dallas, you'd find the venue, you'd, you know, market to consumers and hope they'd come show up. You would do all this. And now we really work with and through partnerships to go into, you know, different regions, different arenas, literally, and have them help us, you know, reach out to their fans, their consumer base, their restaurant goers. So just a whole different model that I think is a way more successful model that we've kind of evolved into. So
yeah, but I think going back to what you said about just championing the category and growing the category, I mean, it is so important to get out of kind of your silos and collaborate. And so whether that's across wine regions or across other types of categories of consumer packaged goods or certainly other places where people gather and enjoy themselves and want a break from day-to-day yes. life, like wine should be there.
I totally agree. I mean, I think we're very simpatico on that. Okay. Very aligned.
Well, today's show will delve a little bit deeper into that. So when we come back, we will introduce our guest and talk about partnerships. Welcome back to The Good Stuff. Our guest today is Rich Franklin, Vice President, Corporate Partnerships for Oakview Group, Acrisure Arena, and AHI, and Coachella Valley Firebirds. And Rich...
AHL.
AHL?
Hockey
I'm
League.
Sorry. Oh, my
Hockey
God.
Hockey League.
You know what?
That's what that stands for.
I need better glasses. That might be my goal in the new year. Better glasses. Stronger glasses.
There you
and,
go.
And I should say Rich is joining us by phone. Welcome. Thank you so much. And AHL.
Thank you for having me. Great to join you today.
So, Rich, so much exciting stuff going on with our new partnership. But before we dive into all of that, let's just start with you, Rich Franklin. Yeah, what's your
Tell
background?
Tell us your story.
Yeah, what's your background?
Well, I'm originally a Pacific Northwesterner. I was born and raised in Seattle, grew up there, and then started my my career there. And then in the late 90s, moved to Portland, Oregon, where I lived for 24 years. Again, raised my raised my kids there and my wife. Well, she was already raised. I didn't have to raise her. And then had the opportunity in 2001 to come down here to the Coachella Valley with Oakview Group and help build and open our new arena here called Acrisure Arena. So I've been here for a little over 3 years now.
So what is Oakview Group exactly?
Yeah.
Sure. So Oakview Group is primarily a venue operating company. We actually own and operate eight arenas around the world. Most of them are here in the in the United States. We've got Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Acrisure Arena here. We've got one called Moody Center in Austin, Texas, another one called UBS Arena in Long Island, New York. So a total of eight altogether. Our most recent one is what's called Co-op Live, which is in Manchester, England. It's the largest concert venue in Europe. So that just opened... let's see, I think it opened about 7 months ago, something like that. So there's eight that we own and operate, but then there's another close to 400 venues that we don't own, but we run them or help program them in some capacity. So those include, you know, anything from arenas to theaters, live theaters, to... you know, convention centers, fairgrounds, stuff like that, where we either operate the property on behalf of, usually it's like a city or county or something like that. We've got a division called OVG360, which is in particular focused on food and beverage. So between the owned and operated and then all the other stuff that we do, there's probably right around 400 venues that we either run or manage or do the F&B. And most of those are in North America. We are expanding quite a bit over in Europe right now. We've got, as I mentioned, Manchester, England. We've announced a new venue in Vienna, Austria, that'll be coming up here, I think, in a couple of years. And also expanding into Canada and Mexico. So quite a bit going on, but the company is headquartered in Denver, Colorado, and just great company, lots of growth going on. It's a fun place to be, and it's growing like crazy.
And so did you come into this sort of line of work through Food and Wine? Was that sort of your area of expertise beforehand?
No.
So
growing up in Seattle, my father was in the radio business up in Seattle, and I followed him into that business when I went to the University of Washington, got a degree in communications, and then went into the radio biz. And so I spent the first 22 years of my career in radio sales or sales management in Seattle and Portland, Oregon. So I sort of started out completely not in the wine business and even in the sports business. But when I was in Portland, I would say I'd always kind of had an affinity for wine. One of my best friends from high school and college, his family was involved with on a business side with a pretty prominent winery up in Woodinville, Washington, called Chateau San Michel. So we spent a lot of time.
That little small place.
Yeah, just a tiny little operation.
Tiny little startup.
Yeah, little small micro winery. Anyway, so we spent a lot of time there. And then, you know, when I got to Portland, I would say that's when I kind of really started to take a deeper dive. Obviously, our proximity to the Columbia Valley in eastern Washington, the Willamette Valley down in Oregon, really started to kind of expose me to that more and more. So I took the dive in 2004 and decided to get out of the radio business and venture out on my own. And I had seen what had happened with the wine industry in both Washington and Oregon, which in 2004 was pretty much chugging along. And at that point, we were just starting to see the growth of craft beer, particularly in Portland, which has the nickname of Beervana. lot going on with craft beer. So when I decided to open a shop in Vancouver, Washington in 2004, and we really focused on Northwest craft beers and wines from all over the place. So that's when I really started to take the plunge was in 2004, 2005, and you know, really got into the business side of wine and beer. But you know, the wine side in particular, that's when I really started to kind of, I guess I would say, develop my palate a little bit more and explore wines a little bit more and you know, enjoyed doing that and wound up being in that business for about 12 or 13 years.
Well, I think you picked the right time. I mean, I'm thinking 2004, 2005, beginning of the boom, certainly for beer, craft beer, but yeah, wine as well, and in this neck of the woods. So how do you go from operating, I mean, you have the radio experience, and then you get into the wine shop retail side of things. Then how do you get into corporate sports partnerships from there?
Sure. Well, I had always been, you know, I played a lot of sports growing up. When my father was in the radio biz up in Seattle, he was the sports sales manager for the flagship radio station for the Seattle Seahawks and the Seattle Mariners. So I grew up kind of around sports business quite a bit. And when I was in Portland, I started going to, I'd always been a hockey fan. I never had played hockey. I do not know how to skate, so it's kind of ironic that I wound up doing what I'm doing now. But I was taking my family to games because through my radio position, I was working with the local hockey team there in Portland, Oregon, which is called the Portland Winterhawks. They're part of a league called the Western Hockey League. And I just kind of got to know some of the people in the front office and was helping them out while I had my wine and beer bottle shop, was just sort of, you know, as a favor, helping them out with some sponsorships. And along the way, actually wound up helping them put together their biggest corporate sponsorship deal in team history. And this is a team that goes back to 1976, so they'd been around for a while. And at that point, the team president came to me and said, look, I know you've got your wine and beer business here, and that's great. I'm not trying to take you away from that, but you're really good at doing what you do here on the sports sponsorship side. And if there's a way that we could convince you to come be our vice president of corporate partnerships for the Portland Winterhawks, I would love to have you. So I had the conversation with my wife, who was my partner and co-owner of the wine shop. This was around 2011. So the shop had been open for about 7 years, and it was, you know, it was running pretty smoothly. And she said, yeah, go do that. That sounds like a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So still owned the wine shop, but then dove into the world of corporate sports sponsorships with the Winterhawks, and wound up kind of having feet in both sides for until we sold the shop. I think we sold the shop, it was around 2018 or 2019, something like that. And then just focused on the hockey side until 2021, when I took the position with Oakview Group and came down here to Coachella Valley.
Okay, that's a wayward but sort of, it makes sense, path.
Yeah. I would say. Congratulations, Rich. Yeah. You make sense.
Yeah, no, this is I love hearing how people kind of go from one
zigzag
thing, you know, zigzag to their different areas of their careers and their lives, and moving, I mean, from Portland to Coachella Valley is probably a pretty big transition. But I'd love to know from you and Carissa just sort of how you two connected and formed a partnership in the last, you know,
sure.
End of last year.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll start on my end, Rich, and talk about kind of why we reached out, and then you can talk about how happy you were to work with a wine region partner like us.
Yeah,
how about
exactly.
That? So, you know, we've been doing a number of wine events down in sort of the greater Palm Springs, Coachella Valley area. And, you know, Steve and I go down there often to Rancho Mirage. And so we would be at these wine dinners and wine events, and we would just have all the wine fans that were there would talk about going to these Firebird games. And like, that was the thing to do sort of all season long, whether you were sort of a snowbird down in the desert or you were a local living full time down in the desert, that the Firebirds games were so fun. AquaShore Arena was just an incredible venue. They would go to concerts there. And I mean, literally, and they're talking about, oh, we sit in the suites and we drink wine, and we're like, wait a minute, we're doing all these sports partnerships. There's this direct flight from Santa Rosa to Palm Springs on a Velo out of our airport, at least most of the year. And how fun would that be to sort of think about hockey, think about being down in, you know, the Coachella Valley, minor league versus some of the major league sports. So just kind of a very different opportunity. And so I'd been meaning to reach out, actually. And then I happened to be down there in early September and literally had the TV on, and on the news that day was their marketing director, Gina, or maybe VP of marketing. Sorry, I'm probably getting her title wrong, Rich. And she was talking about how they were going to they'd just gotten broadcast rights to air the Firebirds games on sort of local TV. And I was like, okay, this is a sign. I've literally had it on my to-do list to reach out to the Firebirds and just see if there's a partnership. And like, this is like them telling me the time is now. So yeah. I looked up her contact information and sent her a note. And it kind of, I think from there, it got flipped right on over to you, Rich, I believe, which started sort of all of our conversations. So I'll let you maybe jump in now and, you know.
Yeah, well, that's you're exactly right, Carissa. That's how it all kind of started, and then you and I connected and said, you know, yeah, let's talk about this a little bit more, and you know, tell me what the Sonoma County wine growers are looking to accomplish, and you know, why Coachella Valley, and you know, the usual questions that I like to ask whenever I sit down with some for the first time, because, you know, really, it all comes down to, you know, what's the need and is there a fit?
Right.
And I think we identified, you know, what the need was. Carissa had told me a little bit about what the wine growers were doing with some other teams and some other cities, and why Coachella Valley was kind of a good fit. So I think that you know, we kind of looked at each other and thought, you know, this does seem to be a good fit here. And this seems to be the right location, the right venue, you know, opportunities not only inside but outside our building as well. We have some great relationships with some local restaurants. We've got a terrific partnership with the Shops on El Paseo Business District. They were anxious to do more with us on their restaurant side of things as well. So we just kind of sat down and said, you know, how about this and what about that and what's working for you in these other cities, or what have you seen happen with other similar partnerships? And it just kind of all came together. So we made it all official last fall, and you know, couldn't be happier with how we've launched with the title sponsorship for our Cactus Cup hockey tournament here, and looking forward to getting some things off the ground with not only, as I say, in venue with some of our wine offerings inside Acrisure Arena, but some other restaurant and community initiatives as well.
Okay. Well, we are going to take a quick break, Rich, and when we come back, we'll talk more about some of these activations. Welcome back to The Good Stuff. We're on with Rich Franklin, VP of Corporate Partnerships for Oakview Group, talking about Acrisure Arena and hockey with Coachella Valley Firebirds and the great activations that are to come in the new year with Sonoma County Wine Growers. But let's regroup to a little bit of what happened in the last bit of last year.
Yeah. So, I mean, we were really excited about Coachella Valley and the Firebirds. And, you know, we talk a lot on the show about all the sports partnerships we have. And, you know, our goal, and we were talking about it kind of at the start of the show, Virginia, was just around how we all wine regions, all wineries, all growers sort of have this sort of shared responsibility to help us grow the wine category, especially right now. And so we look at sports partnerships in venues like Acrisure Arena that are really elevating sort of their food and beverage experience as a great way to reach, you know, consumers that may have had Sonoma County wines and give them sort of another chance to try or feel some loyalty to the region because they're there supporting their favorite sports teams down in Coachella Valley. And also just a way to get wine samples, you know, in front of folks and some of our winery partners, as well as doing other activations around the Coachella Valley. So there was just so much that sort of lined up, I think, even beyond what we were even hoping for when it was kind of a, hey, let's go do something in Coachella Valley with the Firebirds. A lot of people are talking about them and it must be fun and cool. And we, you know, so we sat down with Rich and it just all really came together. And I have to say, coming off of our first activation, real activation last weekend, what an amazing opportunity and what a great group of fans the arena and the teams have down there. So I know, Rich, you want to cue up what the Cactus Cup is?
Sure. So the Cactus Cup, presented by Sonoma County Wine Growers.
Yes. As heard all over the radio, over TV, all over the billboards. So thank you.
Yeah. Well, and let me kind of give a little a little background on what the tournament is and then what we thought was why this was a good fit for Sonoma County Wine Growers. So the Cactus Cup this was our first year of putting this on. But we've already got it scheduled, got the teams lined up for 2026 as well. And this is something that we look to really kind of grow on an annual basis and get bigger and bigger and bigger. But the basic premise is that we are doing a in-season college hockey tournament with four of the premier college D1 college hockey schools around the country. And the timing of this, we wanted it to be kind of during the same time frame as a lot of the college football bowl games and the college football playoff and things, when there's a lot of attention being given to collegiate sports. But the thought here is that early January, when it is 19 degrees and snowing sideways in Minneapolis, wouldn't these fans and these teams love to come to the Coachella Valley and play a hockey tournament? So our initial tournament this year was University of Nebraska, Omaha, University of Massachusetts at Lowell, Michigan Tech, and Holy Cross. So all Midwest or Eastern schools.
Yep.
and the reason why, so it was a lot of fun, but the, here's why we thought this was a good fit for Sonoma County wine growers. First of all, as Carissa kind of alluded to, tons of media exposure locally. So aside from the tournament itself, in the venue itself, there's a great opportunity through the media buy that we have for the tournament to just get the Sonoma County wine brand out there. And we did, as Carissa will attest to, a ton of local television and local radio. Former radio guy that I am, there is nothing like all the added value you're going to get
yes.
with late December, early January campaign, because all the Christmas retail advertising is over. So we were able to really leverage a lot of exposure for the tournament. And, you know, as a result of that, a lot of exposure for the Sonoma County wine growers. So that was the first part. The second part is we're bringing in not only locals to see this tournament, but we're also bringing in a lot of people from outside of the immediate area. So as these people come in and we're doing sampling out in our what's called the Silvercrest compound, which is kind of our VIP space at the arena, we're able to touch consumers from Nebraska, from Michigan, from Massachusetts, elsewhere around the country, who have come here to see their team, but now they're able to sample the product, take that knowledge, take that great experience of the tournament and the wine tasting back to their local communities. And so it has this great kind of ripple effect beyond just what we do here locally in the Coachella Valley. And then the third thing, and I'm a big believer in this, is I like having partners be places not only where they are expected, but sometimes where they're not expected. And yep. I think that the fact that we've associated the Sonoma County wine brand with college hockey, it's maybe a little bit unexpected. And it gets people to sort of say, oh, that's different. I'm paying attention now because this is not necessarily where I would have expected you to be to promote yourself. So, you know, it's that ability to kind of stand apart from the clutter, if you will, of I guess what you would call more traditional venues and sponsorship opportunities that I think gave Sonoma County wine growers the real opportunity through this Cactus Cup to, as I say, not only reach the local audience here in the Coachella Valley through media and being at the arena, also to reach a lot of people from outside the area, but also kind of do that, what I call surprise and delight, which is to have a presence at a place where maybe people didn't anticipate that you were going to be.
Well, and it all worked because I think you yeah. were walking alongside of us, Rich, when Steve and I showed up for the Firebirds game, which we got to go to our first Firebirds game. So,
so
exciting.
Fun.
Loved it. The Saturday before the Cactus Cup. And when we were literally walking in the door, Steve had his Dutton Ranch shirt on. And this guy stopped him and said, wait, are you from Sebastopol? And he was the former chief of police from Sebastopol.
Oh, really?
And he said, I've been hearing all the ads about Sonoma County wine growers doing stuff here in Coachella Valley. And I was trying to figure out, like, who was it and what are they doing? So, if nothing, just, you know, heard from a lot of folks that were really happy to hear that we were down there. And whether it's from snowbirds from Sonoma County or folks that have now moved down there, it was really, really, really fun. And it was fun being down there and hearing all the ads, seeing the commercials on TV. Like I said, great exposure and fun to watch college hockey.
I mean,
it's no joke. Those are some really good players there. So
it was a fun tournament too. So
yeah.
and this is the kind of thing too that within hockey is a pretty well connected sport. In other words, if I'm in the hockey business and I could go to any place else where there's hockey, and you say, hey, I work for the team in Coachella Valley, they'll be like, oh, hey, you know, great to meet you, and you've got this kind of connection, this bond. It's funny because I'm actually taking a trip to South Africa in March, and I've already connected with the head of the South African Ice Hockey Federation, and we're going to get together and do a jersey swap just because, you know, you never know how this is all connected. And I'm a big believer in, it's not so much what you know, it's who you know, and that networking is important and developing relationships is important, and it can really, you know, lead to some great opportunities down the road. So,
I
mean,
a jersey swap in South Africa, who would have ever thought?
Yeah, yeah, I wonder where the ice comes from. I mean, that's well, I mean, I guess I have the same question for Coachella Valley potentially, but sure. I guess it makes wine complementary with hockey fandom because people do seek each other out, sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's one of the things that why I really like, although I never played the sport, and as I said, do not know how to skate, and at my age, it's too late to start. my knees are actually in pretty decent shape, and I'd like to keep them that way. hockey is a really high quotient of fan passion and fan connectivity. And
hey, Rich, we're going to put you on hold for a second. We got to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and keep on chatting Cactus Cup, Aquasure, and the Firebirds.
You got it.
All right, we are back on The Good Stuff, and our guest today is Rich Franklin. He is Vice President of Corporate Partnerships for Oakview Group, but better known to all of us as the guru that helps manage our partnership for Aquasure Arena and the AHL team, Coachella Valley Firebirds. We've been talking about all things Sonoma County wine and our new partnership. And Rich, I think you've been copied on the emails, but we're super excited because I know you were talking about all the other great partners you have with the Firebirds and how it's nice to be able to sort of leverage the partners, you know, the sponsorships, and really help all the partners you have work together. And so we're already doing that. So we're going to be back down in the Coachella Valley for a big Pinot Noir event called Passion for Pinot. Brings in hundreds of consumers. It's over at the Westin in Rancho Mirage. We're going to have about 20 winery partners with us from Sonoma County for this event. And so you helped us get connected to the shops on El Paseo. And we will be hosting different winemakers at several restaurants, I think three confirmed, waiting on a fourth, sort of the afternoon, evening kind of happy hour time for the day before the Passion for Pinot event. So just another way to sort of get exposure for our winery partners, get them connected to some of the restaurant partners you have down there, and super excited about that. I mean, I just think the opportunities are pretty endless.
Yeah, and that's a great example. I was talking before the break about, you know, people, there's places where people expect you to be and then maybe some places where they don't expect you to be. Obviously, you know, the shops on El Paseo, they're another great partner of ours. The El Paseo Shopping District is, you know, the high-end shopping district, not only for retail, but for restaurants as well here in the Coachella Valley. So, yeah, it was great to be able to make that connection between Sonoma County wine growers and shops on El Paseo and bring those two partners together to do some fun things surrounding the Passion for Pinot event coming up soon.
Yeah. And I mean, and then while we were in the compound, and you didn't give a good explanation of the compound, this VIP suite, but the Silvercrest compound is like an outdoor amusement park for adults, well, and kids, I should say. I mean, there's miniature golf, there's pickleball, there's a big bar set up, there's like sand out there, couches in the lounge. I mean,
these are all activities you can do holding a glass of wine.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, or set it down, and you know, play a little pickleball, come back. So it was really fun, and we were doing wine sampling out there last weekend between the two games each day of the Cactus Cup. And actually, one of the people that walked up to our tasting was the woman who's at Visit Palm Springs. And so we started to talk about, well, could we do more around sort of encouraging, you know, people to take that flight back and forth between Palm Springs and Santa Rosa here, and, you know, moving our guests and visitors back and forth, and how great would it be for both, you know, both destinations. So I think, again, just want to say thank you so much, because we're so excited about this partnership. We're off to an incredible start, already surpassing all of our expectations. So we're excited for all the great stuff ahead.
So yeah, no, we love it too. I mean, as I mentioned at the outset today, you know, we found that there was such a great fit between what we've got going on here and what what you have going on up there in Sonoma County. And one of the things that we are looking forward to doing is bringing some of our fans, some of our suite holders, premium seating folks, up to Sonoma County and maybe doing some fun wine events up there and doing some things possibly with the team and some players too. So looking forward to reciprocating and not only bringing Sonoma County wine to the Coachella Valley, but bringing the Coachella Valley up to Sonoma County.
No, and I love that. I mean, we're so excited to talk about that and just working with our winery partners and our growers to kind of create an all-access sort of experience for, you know, Firebird fans that they could not really get if they just showed up in the region. So I think that's the value of sort of adding value to all of the experiences. I mean, it'd be so much fun. Yeah, we'd love to get some players up here and, you know, teach them about wine, too. So I think that's a lot of fun things we've been talking about.
And
getting you and the team up here. We're talking to maybe about them coming up and joining us for the Healdsburg event.
That would be a great, yeah.
Which is, you know, you already love Sonoma County wines, of course, but to have that kind of immersion experience for a couple of days would be super fun.
It is on my calendar.
I know. I love it. I'm working on plans right now and saving the hotel room. So it's going to be a fun May.
All right. Well, we want to thank you, Rich, so much for joining us today on The Good Stuff. And we look forward to all the things that are to come in 2025 at Acrisure Arena and with the Coachella Valley Firebirds.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. Love our partnership with the Sonoma County Wine Growers and look forward to a lot of fun engagement and interactions here in the years to come.
Can't wait. Thanks, Rich.
Thank you.
Here to wrap things up on The Good Stuff. That was fun.
I know. Isn't it great? I mean, hearing him talk about sort of all the things we can do, I mean, it just continues to amplify, like, why doing some of these really interesting sports partnerships. I mean, the fan base, like I said, I go into that first Firebirds game, it was, I'm going to use the term, off the hook.
my gosh.
It was just, and now even Jeff, our producer, is laughing at me. I just became the biggest nerd on the show. But it was you could just feel there's so much energy in the arena. There was so much excitement. Hockey's a fast-paced sport, so you just don't get bored. And what's interesting with the broadcast rights is there's a lot of opportunity for commercial breaks and stuff where they're doing things in the arena that are really fun. So even at the Cactus Cup, we were able to do a Sonoma County Wine Grower beanie toss.
Of course you did. Of course you did. But
and
yeah.
Anyway, I mean, it's really fun. And we've been talking to just about, you know, how do we get more Sonoma County wine exposure in the arena. Yeah. And super interesting little trivia is they actually run the concessions for the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. The Oakview Group
does.
That
is wild.
So their Oakview Group is literally in our backyard. We were kind of surprised.
Interesting.
So about that little tidbit. So
okay, so we have some information for listeners who want to learn more about Acrisure Arena and upcoming events. Go to acrisurearena.com, A-C-R-I-S-U-R-E arena.com, and it is in Palm Desert. Short flight from Santa Rosa to Palm Springs. Go to a Firebirds game. I mean,
yeah,
I'm going to go.
No, you've got to. Like I
said.
There's
games through April. Season goes through April, so you have time. Yep. There's a game today. I mean, you could really get on a flight very quickly.
That seems pushing it.
Yeah,
but
it's pushing
maybe,
it. Tomorrow?
Maybe, but tomorrow.
3 p.m.
There you
I think everybody could make that. And season goes through April.
Yeah, I mean, I think there is an available flight straight there on Sunday. So
go
to the game.
What's keeping you?
Yeah. So, yep. And when you go, ask for Sonoma County wine. You know, just keep the love alive for the partnership.
Well, speaking of Sonoma County wine, Tuesday night wine.
Well, yeah, I'm going to celebrate one of the wines that we poured at the Cactus Cup for the tasting. I snagged a bottle for myself. The River Road Chardonnay. So love everything Ron Rubin does. This was the 2022 that we poured. So I'm going to be drinking that on Tuesday night. How about you?
All right. Chev 2021 Russian River Pinot is a wine I enjoyed over the holidays and I'm going to enjoy it in the new year.
I love it.
All right. Well, I think that's it for our show from Sonoma County to wherever you are. Remember to drink the good stuff.
Cheers to that.